Unveiled with Niva Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
Welcome to a very special sub-series of Unveiled.
Woo woo!
No, you're not here, you're off getting married. This is our wedding special series. As you listen to this, our darling Niamh is not across from me in the studio. She's getting married. But we want our lovely listeners to feel like they're with us as well. So we have a four-part mini-series unveiling all of the finer wedding details. You can check out our Instagram page, Unveiled Pod, or you can get in touch with us via email on unveiled@goloudnow.com.
Yes, that was very good.
I know, yeah.
Fucking hell.
I'm on or off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're on.
Yeah.
So I am away getting married. I'm probably married at this point, who knows? But I just wanted to give all the loyal listeners a total insight to the wedding and what I'm doing and every little detail that I can share with you. Not that I can, I want to share everything. I just hope I remember everything that I'm doing because we're actually recording this before the wedding. So hopefully it all goes ahead.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah, hopefully this makes sense.
Yeah, hopefully this all makes sense. I'm so excited. And you know what? One thing for me was I wish I could listen to a podcast that would like disclose all the like nitty gritty details because I'm so nosy with people's weddings.
Yeah.
And like when people get a new house, I'm like, I want all the details. Tell me everything.
I never really cared about weddings until I got engaged. Yeah. I'm not always like, oh, fair play. They look lovely. But like you're not on the radar of what goes into it.
Of course.
But now you are.
Oh, now we are. And in fairness, I've always been feral for weddings. No wonder I've been bridesmaid so many times. But I'm going to give you all the details. So why not start with my dress?
Ooh.
Now, I feel like everyone's heard about my dress for so long. Everyone in Dublin or Ireland may have seen it or not. But I will say I have stopped showing it to people since I've officially bought it. Nessa has not even seen it since.
Yeah.
Haven't you not?
No.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm doing but you couldn't because I gave you so much debt.
Oh, hello. Name me to the cross one more time.
I'll never forget it altogether now. There was like a break in silence when we were getting makeup. She's like, yeah, so here's my wedding dress. I was like, the fucking makeup artist in altogether now.
But it's all these people that like I'll never see again. Like, you know.
Since I've got engaged, I get the logic a little bit more now because you're like, I'm not going to see you. And you're asking about my dress out here.
And do you get the sense of like that you're excited to show someone and you're like, oh, I'll show you because you're not going to be at my wedding and I don't mind if you see it?
Well, do you know what's funny? I have my dress out and like nobody has seen it at all.
Good.
Bar the people who were with me that got it. And I haven't been tempted at all to show anyone. And I thought I would be because when I was deciding on other ones, I was dying to show people.
Yeah.
But I think it's because I know I've picked it now that I don't want to see a glimmer if somebody didn't like it or whatever, do you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because like you'd be afraid to get in your head, do you know?
Yeah. Well, to be honest, that was on that. And also, I'm so happy I haven't seen it because I can't wait for a surprise. Yeah. I can't wait to sob. Like, but I will have to get waterproof mascara.
Yeah.
Can't wait to ball.
And you're even a long way off.
I'm a long way off now. Let's get my through mine first. Yeah. So on my dress, I actually had loads of people ask me being like, did you have any regrets not shopping traditionally for it?
Mm.
And like, yes and no. And like echoing what you're saying there, like the thoughts of someone not liking the dress. Although I say that and I showed it to everyone. But like, to be honest, there's just like family members and extended family members that like their opinion would change everything for me. And I just didn't want that opinion that would like totally change my mind.
You weren't getting in your head.
Yeah. And then also, I don't know if anyone, I'm sure you've all heard this before, but I had tried on so many wedding dresses before. Mom used to work in a bridal shop and I tried on every shape and size and I was just like, I don't really like a traditional style wedding dress. Like, don't get me wrong, a lot of wedding dresses aren't very traditional. There's like so many different variations and things that you can get. But I just never saw myself in a full dress. So you will see that it's a top and a skirt and sleeves, which is a little bit different for me. And then I have like that really fun like neck thing. So I was kind of glad I got it online because I felt like it was a little bit different. And
would like, do you wish you would have had that experience of trying it on in the shop? Or did you like the way it went for you, like getting it in the Marion and all that?
I suppose like I don't know any difference. Yeah. So I don't really know how that experience would have been. Like I obviously did it with my friends and stuff. And yeah, probably there's a moment of like walking out and there's a few tears and like, because I love a little emotional moment. And obviously Frank and James, there was no tears with them. They're like, woo, we love it.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I think I wouldn't have changed anything with it. I just think I'm so happy with my dress. And if you haven't seen the photos, you'll see there's a bit of an evolution to it. So the sleeves come up and I wore them sleeves up for the ceremony. And then I took the sleeves down for like the drinks and dinner. And then I took them completely off for the party. And so it kind of felt like I was wearing three different dresses.
Yeah.
And I've also changed.
That's deadly though.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've also changed my jewellery for when I take the sleeves off as well. I just have like a different earring or whatever. So it's so funny. I'm actually talking in past tense here. It's already happened. I'm fully imagining how hopefully I'll be. But see, the thing is, I've tried it all on. So I've tried it with the sleeves up down jewellery. So I'm envisioning.
It's basically three outfits in one. Very economical of you, Niamh.
And I think I'm going to wear, I think, some part of, we have our registry office and I'm going to wear some part of the dress again on my registry office. Don't know what part I'll wear, but one of the parts. And I also got, instead of like a traditional veil, I got like this like kind of organza neck piece, but at the back it like drapes like a veil, like it comes like all the way out. So that's my version of a veil. Because remember we did the wedding thing and the veils like threw me completely. Well, like only
what
for me.
Thing?
Remember we did a thing on wedding history on like why people wear blue and white and but like no, I actually love a good veil. I know you have a stunning veil.
Yeah, I love a veil.
Yours is like, isn't it, remember like Kim Kardashian when she married Kanye West and it was like that like.
Well, I haven't bought it yet.
Well, you know, it's that style, isn't it?
I like the blusher one.
Yeah. Oh yes, gorgeous.
So you're like the big reveal.
Yeah. Love.
Can I ask you?
Yeah.
On your underwear situation in an opposite way, did you get like shapewear or like?
So I've tried on the Spanx and the Skims.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to give you my review on both of them.
Yeah.
I would go with the Spanx for my wedding. They're a thinner fabric.
Oh.
And they just kind of sit better. But if you're wearing like a gorgeous black dress or like a dress that like has kind of thicker fabric, go for the Skims. If you're wearing like a kind of flimsy
light
dress, Spanx all the way. Skims is thick.
Okay.
It's like it's called a clay. I don't think they have any thinner ones because I've looked at, well, I've only shopped in Brown Thomas. Maybe they have a better selection online. I'm not sure.
I thought the Spanx were not crazy thin. Maybe they are.
Well, there's actually different versions. Yeah. So there's one that are like, I've tried them on. They're like quite thin that I'll probably go for. Mm. I'd like the Skims now when I tell you. They're a workout to get on, but whoa, do they suck you in.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, they're amazing. So if you had a dress that, like, had a little bit of a thicker fabric, you know what it is? Your fear in a dress, especially if you have the shorts or even if you have the thong, I find them, they're not laser cut. So you can kind of see through them. But if you don't have a dress that you can kind of, you know, if you know what I mean, like
the material falls
or where it sits.
Yeah.
Skims are amazing. Like they really sculpt you in and don't be afraid of the size.
Okay.
Like ask them and they'll look tiny, but you will get into them and you are like.
I buy some on Saturday.
Oh, and then I couldn't recommend the black bodysuit more. Holy God. It's like a nip and tuck and your tits.
Really?
Oh my God. I honestly felt like Pamela Anderson. I went out for dinner with Louise.
Shout out to Pamela.
Yeah, shout out to Pammy.
Maybe get her on next season.
And like Jamie was like, "Niamh, your boobs." I was like, what can I say? It's the bodysuit. It was incredible. And
where does it stop? Does it go up over your shoulder?
Yeah, it's like a full bodysuit. So it's like straps and then boobs and then.
So you couldn't really wear that with like if you had like a thin strap dress.
Yeah, you could.
Would you see
it? Oh, no, sorry, you would see it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, it'd have to be kind of thick strap. But I wore it as just like a bodysuit and took off my jacket.
Oh, yeah, as a top.
And I had like a necklace. Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I got Spanx for my wedding dress and I got like a thong version. But it's laser cut and it comes up super high. It comes up right underneath the boob.
No sexy underwear.
No sexy underwear, no.
No, you have to be a realist.
I couldn't be arsed with that. Yeah, I have to be a realist. Yeah, we're peeling that off.
Yeah,
but they were.
What are you going to do with the toilet?
I think they have an opener. The Skims has an opener.
Is your dress hard now to manoeuvre?
No, I'll probably, cause it's a skirt, I'll probably just pull it down rather than lift it up.
Oh yeah, that's
you'd be
much
fucking
better.
Ages getting through the fabric.
Days. You're gonna have to have a dedicated.
I'll just nominate you. I'll be like,
toilet. One at a time.
And I love toilet time. Like, I feel like I will. I'll be like, getting a moment, but everyone will be like, hey, how's your night going? Yeah.
You like my wedding?
Hey, what'd you rate it out of 10? But no. Yeah, so the underwear, very good. I'm going to go with the Spanx. I have to go in and get them in BT. I know the ones I'm getting. I've tried them on before.
Yeah. They're so part of the journey.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
They're vital.
And so is like the exercise getting into them.
Yeah.
Holy shit, does something humble you so much when you're getting into a pair of Spanx or Skims.
Minute.
Oh.
They work wonders.
They do.
So for your wedding, it's like a 3-day affair, right? Mm-hmm. So tell the good people what's going down.
You know what's so funny? It's actually technically a 4-day affair because all of our family get out the Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
So we're all going into dinner in Rome on the Wednesday night. Yeah, I can't wait. So I'm channeling my gorgeous Irish women designers. So I'm wearing Aoife McNamara on the Wednesday night.
Lovely.
This is the night before the night before.
Yeah.
It's a lovely, gorgeous part of her new collection. She's amazing. I love Aoife McNamara and her stuff is gorgeous. It's actually kind of real like lady, girly vibes. So I kind of have like 4 different looks. It's funny. So then like the night before I have like a real like kind of slip, rattan boa, kind of tighty, kind of like sexy dress, like, ooh, night before the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have my wedding dress, which actually kind of channels the Aoife McNamara sleeves a little bit because they're kind of like a small little bit of poof.
Mm-hmm.
And then on day 2, I actually have Aisling Kavanagh. She's making me a little mini cocktail dress with like fun lace.
Stunning.
Yeah. So I have like, they're all really different looks, but all really, really fun.
Unreal.
3 of them are ivory cream.
Right.
The rattan boa is like more of like a white, silky white, if that makes sense.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And yeah.
So what about shoes then? I know you were saying mantra for the day off, but would you have shoes for the other outfits?
So I have another pair of mantra heels that I wore for my hen that I found so comfortable. And then I also have my glittery shoes that I wore for Studio 54 that I feel like they could go with one of them.
Yeah.
I'm not like, you know what? I can't afford it. Weddings are expensive.
Oh my God, I know.
I'm trying, and you know what? I'm just trying to be good. Whatever I have, I can deal with. And there's even like on the wedding shoes, I couldn't advise anyone more not to be spending big money on the designer shoes, because I was actually chatting to a couple of brides this week.
Mm.
They're actually people who got married in my venue. And one of the things that they text me, don't bother with designer shoes because they just get wrecked.
Scuffed, yeah.
But then like if you want them, go get them.
I know some people like have a thing for like, and it is like such a monumental thing.
Yeah,
you know, people do like the Jimmy Choos and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But like for me, I'm just not a shoe person.
No.
I wouldn't.
Now I did get my designer sunglasses. I got the Miu Miu.
They were a gift though.
They were a gift. They actually were a gift. They were a gift.
And the jewellery, tell me.
So the jewellery,
what kind of jewellery are you going to wear for your wedding day?
Well, my wedding day. So you know what I'd recommend anyone who's getting their jewellery? I went out to a One Dame Lane event.
Oh, yeah.
And it was for their bridal collection. Remember, I think you were meant to come with me, weren't you?
Yeah.
You shot me down.
I got stood
up at Greystones.
Oh, that was ages ago.
And I got chatting to one of the girls and they were launching their bridal stuff. And she actually kind of specialises in like bridal styling.
Oh, unreal.
Yeah. So I was just kind of talking to her about my looks. So I'm actually going out to her. And she's going to recommend some stuff for me. But I was like, here, I don't have money to be dropping on loads of jewellery. So I was like, I'd love some transitional pieces. So some that I can wear, you know, on day 2 in my registry office, or even like something that I can wear on the other days as well.
You don't need like a whole new rig out of jewellery.
No. That's what I think she got excited when I said I had all these different looks. She was like, oh, well, here we go. And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm on budget here.
Yeah.
But no, I'm excited. I think I'm going to have like, I have a statement pair of earrings, I think, for the night before. Which is kind of nice. I like a little statement prayer. You know whose statement earrings I loved? Bonnie Ryan's when she got married. She had these gorgeous like
really like
acrylic-y.
Looked like a shell or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, she was phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
She was like a Vogue bride.
She was.
Wasn't she?
100%. She's up there with one of the top brides I've ever seen personal opinion. I'm biased to her, but I'm not.
Agree.
Yeah.
No, we wouldn't say it if we didn't mean it.
No, I really do. I think she was 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I agree.
There wasn't a thing I would have done.
Flawless.
Exactly. So they're not as chunky, they're not as big as hers, but like kind of doing that kind of statement earring for the night before. It's actually real fun when you're getting down to like plan your outfits and what you want to do and stuff.
Well, you're kind of like, oh my God, I've made it.
Yeah.
I've made it over the fucking Everest.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I've made it just yet.
Yeah. I pray to get to the point where I'm picking earrings. I'm like, oh my God, made it that far.
I'm one of your bridesmaids. I'll ensure.
I know.
You've weeks to be picking your earrings and what you want to pick.
You're such a doll.
Gotcha, girl.
I know. Are you and Jamie like doing any sort of coordinations, like couple fits, or are you?
That is like my worst nightmare.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't even know, is that a thing, is it?
No, it is. Some people like too matchy matchy. No, he's in like a lovely dark forest green suit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cute. It's like really dark, lovely forest green. My bridesmen are all in the black. Well, I kind of like tuxedo. I got them these lovely like floppy bows, like dicky bows. They're really sweet. And then James and Josh are wearing shorts with socks. They're doing like their own funky thing, which I think is great. I'm delighted that they're doing stuff that they want to wear.
Yeah, throwing a stamp on it. Like.
Yeah, and the only person that would be channeling anyone in the bridal would be the groomsmen. They're actually getting a green tie, like same colour tie as Jamie's suit.
Oh, fab.
Yeah.
As Jamie's like, is it a suit or is it a tux?
It's a double-breasted suit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He looks really cute and sharp, and it's so mad looking at him in it.
Doing a dicky bow or a tie?
No, a tie.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Yeah. He doesn't really suit a dicky bow. Yeah. He put one on, I was like, oh, God, no.
Ew.
Ew, I get that off.
The wedding's off.
The wedding is off. So, yeah, and then I have all you girls in their black dresses, my unofficial bridesmaids, yeah, which I think is really cute.
Yeah, it is.
And then I think my sister is actually walking down the aisle with my mum before me, and she's actually wearing a lovely ivory piece.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so she'll look really cute. And, yeah, I try to think, is there anyone else kind of channeling different things? I don't think so.
With Grace wearing like an ivory piece, is that like, was that a request from you or?
I asked her, would she like to? I just thought it'd be nice because she's the apple of my eye. I love my sister so much. And I just kind of want her to be, I suppose like even me asking you like to wear all the same colours, I just wanted all you to know that you have a piece of
like
me.
Like mark it.
Yeah, like just mark my love and appreciation for you in some way that I can. And I think asking Grace to wear ivory, she was like, oh, I love the bride. And I was like, no, but you're my little sister. And I think it'd be really sweet.
Yeah,
because you're not in a bridesmaid's dress. And you would have never been a bridesmaid because, are you joking me? I can barely get her to do a poem at the wedding. Like, she's like, oh, I don't want to do that. So it's just my way of marking her. And in the same breath, Jack, my brother, is also Jamie's groomsman.
Oh,
so it's just trying to, you know, piece everything together and make it all work in a nice way, which I think will go down well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
What is it? It's a 3 p.m.
3 p.m. start. Now, 2:30 with the light now. So, but we're setting up a big group chat very, very soon. You'll be all added, every single guest. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put the WhatsApp to, like, you can only reply by emojis. Do you know you can do that?
I'm literally in a wedding WhatsApp group now and that's it. It's like only admins can reply.
Oh, good.
It's so clever.
Yeah, so clever. So it's handy, you know, for like, because we're getting your transfer sorted and people with buses. But in terms of like the wedding looks, I have a few and they're all ivory. Sorry. I have a few, they're all ivory, and hopefully we're just wearing 2 pairs of shoes that I'll be well broken into by then. Because I don't want to be, you know, when your feet are hurting you, it just...
Kill the vibes.
It's the worst.
Yeah, you've no time for
it's
that.
It's like a sore throat or a migraine.
Now, there
like
is a pool on premise.
You know what? I don't have a scrap of bridal swimwear.
I was going to say, no.
I just
Who cares? Get in the dress.
No, I'll probably have to buy something because I have to buy something, but I'm not buying a Hunza. They're so expensive.
I cannot believe that's the name of that brand.
Hunza G. They're great. I have one swimsuit.
The vibe does not match the name. Hunza G. It sounds like a meme page.
But you know, like it's only Dublin slang that would say Hunza.
No, but it's kind of like English vibes. Like Hunza G. Like. Yeah, I don't know. It just reminds me of like a meme page.
Yeah, I know it does. You're right.
You're like Hunza G uploaded a reel or something.
Just reminded me now I probably should get one bit of bridal swimwear.
Niamh, do if you're going to be...
Would you ever see these things that have like organza coming out of like the... And they're like, I don't want anything like that. Just like a little simple white bathing suit.
You just get a white one. Bathing suit. Skivvies.
Swimsuit. And yeah, those 2 pills we'd be getting in.
Probably definitely not.
I think there'll be a point where we'll all get in our clothes. I can just see it happening already.
I can assure you, I will not be.
I can assure you, if be a rugby tackle, you'll...
Yeah, if I'm in, it's by force and I'll be billing someone for various traumas.
For various traumas. And it'd be from me.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure you've probably maybe seen some of these looks on my Instagram because I know I'd be posting them all, sharing them with the world. Sure. But I did want to give you girls, the loyal listeners, a little insight to what I was doing and, you know, all the stuff that I bought and all the little details that probably wouldn't be online, really.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't get that insider access. Yes.
So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And while I am recovering from the soon-to-be wedding, I'll be recovering now as this is in your ears, there will be a few more episodes coming up with all like bridal and all like the inside scoop that I hope you will all enjoy.
Whoop whoop.
This is Unveiled with Niamh Cullen and Nessa Morrissey, a Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.